Let's have a quick recap, though, from the weekend. Ross Lyon joins us from the Fremantle Doggers. Hello, Roscoe.
Good evening, Brad.
Well, it was pretty ugly early, but you would have been delighted with the way the team finished off in that last quarter.
Yeah, we found a way to score heavily in the end, so and quickly, and that was pleasing.
Did you sense that perhaps Brisbane might have brought the same sort of game plan that the Gold Coast did a couple of weeks earlier, just try and close it down, plenty of stoppages, try and make the hard work of it?
Well, I think the conditions are conducive to that, mate. They laid a lot of tackles. We certainly didn't play the conditions very well early. We over-handballed a fair bit in the first quarter and a bit, and when we should have been just probably driving it forward. So, look, we had lots of entries. I thought in the second quarter we missed some sitters. Mm. And so really their scores just come from some lack of discipline and free kick, a 50, and mucked around with a D50 for a couple, so which is unusual for us. And then, you know, we didn't take some opportunities. But we persisted until we found a way, and then we got the ball moving a bit quicker, which was the aim all day, but we didn't do that, and we finished on a really positive note.
It was like there was a vortex into that right pocket, Ross, at the city end of the ground, wasn't it, mate? There was five or six shots that the boys had that on a normal day they would have at least scored something. There was a couple of them went out on the fall.
Yeah, well, they were kicking in from everywhere, I thought. I think we had three from 20 metres or less in front, and then there was a few from 35 where we just, you know, we're too delicate on the kick rather than driving the ball. And you think, geez, it's a tough day. Then Lewenberger picks it up from 45 out in the boundary and Buick, and they just go slot. And you think, well, what's going on? So, but look, that happens. At the end of the day, I was really pleased. Our endeavour was strong. Our amount of entries was strong. We restricted them. And in the end, we were pretty powerful at the end and running over the top of the ground.
Your midfielders were very strong again. I mean, when one was sort of blanketed, albeit temporarily, someone else was able to stand up. I mean, Stephen Hill had a brilliant first quarter, and, you know, Lachie Neal was steady pretty much all the game. So was Fife Mundy. So it's good that you can get somebody to take up the slack when maybe somebody else maybe even just cooled off a bit.
Yeah, I thought Michael Barlow was pretty significant, and Subin's last quarter. And the ball went in and had about, I don't know, 10 in the last, I think, so... look, you need to spread the load. You can't leave it to one or two. If you do that, you're not a very good team. So, your point's really valid. Everyone stood up. We threw Daniel Pearce forward, and you know he's really lively forward. So we're getting a little bit more flexibility, and we need to keep improving that.
Spur and Ibbotson, I thought, were very good down back, and Michael Walters continues to hit the scoreboard four straight again.
Yeah, Spur and Ibbotson were very good. I thought Luke McPharlane. Very good. You know, teams want to try and take him out of the way, but in the end, you don't be a slave to that. You just say, Luke, go in position where you want to. And I thought he did that really well. And, you know, Michael Wilders is a class act, isn't he? So his pressure's good and he's clean and he hits the scoreboard. So he's a pleasure to coach.
How close was Pavda pulling out? Because we saw him have a little technical yawn there in the third quarter.
Oh, very, very. He didn't come to our last team meeting. He was a bit crook on our last session, but he trained. He didn't come to the last team meeting, and it was probably 50-50. Matthew gave me updates, you know, later that day and the next morning, but we still weren't to know until after the first warm-up. And, so he was pretty crook. I thought it was a courageous thing.
He sounds like he's giving it to you live, is he, or what?
Giving what?
Is he giving it to you live, those updates? Because you sound like you've got it.
Yeah, no, I do sound a little bit crook. Might have been the nice Pinot Noir I had last night.
Well, no bigger game than this week. It could be good preparation. Clear your mind and get ready for the Hawks because they're playing some good footy.
Yeah, look, they're a great team, aren't they? So, but I thought Collingwood, you know, had every chance. So we certainly, I mean, you're a fool not to respect them. So we respect them. And, you know, we don't fear anyone in the AFL, but we look forward to travelling to Launceston, you know, be a bit cooler. If it rains, it'll be sweet because the last five games we've played in the wet, basically. So if we haven't learned some things out of that, we're in trouble. But no, we're excited by the opportunity. You know, we're on top of the ladder for a reason because we can play some really powerful football. And I'm really confident in our group.
Just goes to show with some of the results across the weekend, not that you want to talk about other teams, I know that, but it's just a fine line where you've been able to bank the 4 points. Well, only once you've missed out, where other teams have actually tripped over sometimes.
Yeah, we want to be a team that never gets caught. So, but in all our games bar Richmond, I mean, even Richmond, I think they only had 38 entries. We had more, but I mean, they deserve to win that. But the Gold Coast, we were quite dominant without scoring. So I don't think we've had any real stinkers, but that's a credit to our group's mental toughness and experience that they know how to get it done. Now, that's a skill in itself. That's that doesn't happen by chance. So, we'll keep pushing on and trying to improve.
Well, good on you, Ross. We appreciate your time. Go and rest up and maybe go and have a port tonight, mate, because that might help you freshen up for the weekend.
Get a lozenge in. Yeah, I'm a bit raspy, aren't I? Sorry, lad.
See you, mate.
All the best, Ross. Ross Lyon there from the Fremantle Dockers.